Track 1 and 2, Old Testament, Epistle, and Gospel, will be read from the Lexham English Bible. The Collect and Psalms will be read from the Episcopal Church Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask, and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness, and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Track 1, Old Testament, is from Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 through 19a. Then Jacob went out from Beersheba and went to Haran, and he arrived at a certain place and spent the night there, because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of the place and put it under his head and slept at that place. And he dreamed, and behold, a stairway was set on the earth, and its top touched the heavens. And behold, angels of God were going up and going down on it. And behold, Yahweh was standing beside him. And he said, I am Yahweh, the God of Abraham your father, and the God of Isaac. The ground on which you were sleeping I will give to you and to your descendants. Your descendants shall be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And all the families of the earth will be blessed through you and through your descendants. Now behold, I am with you, and I will keep you wherever you go, and I will bring you to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised to you. Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, Surely Yahweh is indeed in this place, and I did not know. Then he was afraid and said, How awesome is this place! This is nothing else than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up as a stone pillar, and poured oil on top of it, and he called the name of that place Bethel. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Track 1 Psalm is Psalm 139, verses 1 through 11, 22, and 23, or from Wisdom of Solomon, chapter 12, verses 13, 16 through 19. Psalm 139. Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You trace my journeys and my resting places, and are acquainted with all my ways. Indeed, there is not a word on my lips, but you, O Lord, know it altogether. You press upon me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high that I cannot attain to it. Where can I go then from your Spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand hold me fast. If I say, Surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night, darkness is not dark to you, the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike. Search me out, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my restless thoughts. Look well whether there be any wickedness in me, and lead me in the way that is everlasting. Wisdom of Solomon. For neither is there any God besides you, whose care is for all people, to whom you should prove that you have not judged unjustly. For your strength is the source of righteousness, and your sovereignty over all causes you to spare all. For you show your strength when people doubt the completeness of your power, and you rebuke any insolence among those who know it. Although you are sovereign in strength, you judge with mildness, and with great forbearance you govern us, for you have power to act whenever you choose. Through such works you have taught your people that the righteous must be kind, and you have filled your children with good hope because you give repentance for sins. Tract 2, Old Testament, is from Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 through 8. Thus says Yahweh, the King of Israel and its Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts, I am the first, and I am the last, and there is no God besides me. And who is like me? Let him proclaim it. And let him declare it and set it in order for me, since I established an eternal people, and things that are to come, and let them tell them the things that are coming. You must not tremble, and you must not be paralyzed with fear. Have I not made you hear from of old and declared it, and you are my witnesses? Is there a God besides me? And there is no rock. I know none. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. Tract 2, Psalm 86, verses 11 through 17. Teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Knit my heart to you, that I may fear your name. I will thank you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and glorify your name forevermore. For great is your love toward me, you have delivered me from the nethermost pit. The arrogant rise up against me, O God, and a band of violent men seeks my life. They have not set you before their eyes. But you, O Lord, are gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and full of kindness and truth. Turn to me and have mercy upon me. Give your strength to your servant, and save the child of your handmaid. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because you, O Lord, have helped me and comforted me. The epistle is from Romans chapter 8, verses 12 through 25. So then, brothers, we are obligated not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you are going to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all those who are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you have not received a spirit of slavery leading to fear again, but you have received the Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself confirms to our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, also heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer together with him, so that we may also be glorified together with him. For I consider that the sufferings of the present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us. For the eagerly expecting creation awaits eagerly the revelation of the sons of God. For the creation has been subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself also will be set free from its servility to decay, into the glorious freedom of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans together and suffers agony together until now. Not only this, but we ourselves also, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, while we await eagerly our adoption, the redemption of our body. For in hope we were saved, but hope that is seen is not hope. For who hopes for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we await it eagerly with patient endurance. Hear what the Spirit is saying to God's people. The Gospel is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 24 to 30, and 36 to 43. He put before them another parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his people were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed darnel in the midst of the wheat and went away. So when the wheat sprouted and yielded grain, then the darnel appeared also. So the slaves of the master of the house came and said to him, 'Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have darnel?' And he said to them, 'An enemy has done this.' So the slaves said to him, 'Then do you want us to go and gather them?' But he said, 'No, lest you gather the darnel, you uproot the wheat together with it. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the season of the harvest, I will tell the reapers, first gather the darnel and tie it into bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my storehouse.' Then he left the crowds and came into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, 'Explain the parable of the darnel in the field to us.' So he answered and said, 'The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man, and the field is the world. And the good seed, these are the sons of the kingdom. But the darnel are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil, and the harvest is the end of the age, and the reapers are angels. Thus, just as the darnel is gathered and burned with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all the causes of sin and those who do lawless deeds, and throw them into the fiery furnace. In that place there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The one who has ears, let him hear." The Gospel of the Lord. On July 26, we celebrate the life of Charles Raymond Barnes, priest, read from a great cloud of witnesses. Charles Raymond Barnes was an Episcopal priest and martyr slain for exposing atrocities in the Dominican Republic under the rule of Rafael Trujillo. Barnes was born in 1892 and studied at the University of the South, Suwanee, Tennessee, and at Columbia University and General Theological Seminary in New York. After ordination, he served parishes in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and in British Honduras, now Belize. In 1936, Barnes traveled to the Dominican Republic to serve as the vicar of Epiphany Church in the capital, Santo Domingo. Economic conditions were poor across the island of Hispaniola, and many Haitians had come to the Dominican Republic to work in the fields. After harsh deportation measures failed to change the situation, the dictator Trujillo ordered a massacre of Haitian immigrants. Barnes learned of the atrocities being committed and secretly wrote articles about the events, hoping to bring international attention to bear on the situation. After a friend was found with one of the articles in his possession while leaving the country, three plainclothes policemen visited the rectory where Barnes lived on July 26, 1938, and murdered him. He was buried in the chancel of Epiphany Church, now the Episcopal Cathedral of the Epiphany, and is considered the martyr of the Dominican Episcopal Church. Let us pray. Grant, we pray, merciful God, that your Church, standing firm in the witness of your Son and following the good example of your servant Charles Barnes, may ever speak boldly against evil and confess the truth before the rulers of this world, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God, now and forever. Amen.